לשבר בדרך חינוכו, והאם המועדס ללך כדרכו ולשבר, that since the Mishnah and Tesvav on the base told us that there are five Tamin and five Mu'adin, so the Gemara says, and one of the Mu'adin is two one Mu'ad is a Shein Mu'edes L'Cholos Eroyla, and the other is a Regel Mu'edes L'Shaber L'Shabor B'Derech Ilucha, and then Shara Mu'ad Shara Mazik B'Shus HaNizik and Odom. So the Tosfos points out for various suggestions as to exactly why the Mishnah picked up from that point of the Mishnah, of the previous Mishnah. Now you can look at the Tosfos, the different suggestions as to why the style of the Tanaim directed it in this way. But that's what the Mishnah says. Kate said, Eregel Mu'edes, Lishaber B'derech Ilucha, Habeima Mu'edes Alech Kedarko U'Lishaber. The Gemara says that Gemara raises the question that that sounds like a redundancy. So Gemara says that it's a reference to the Oves and Toldes of Regel. That's one pshat. Again, the different pshatim Taisa suggest. Ha'yusam eva'etes ha'sheu tziroris v'natzin mitachas ragleo v'shibas ha'kelim v'sham chatzi nezek. But one of the suggestions of Tosfos is that the initial part of the Mishnah is just an intro, just the context. The din of regel we know. Then there's a chiddush that there is a told of regel that was the upshot of the first sugya in the Masechta, told they say in lav ki yetzei ben. There is one told them that hoyisam eva etes. If the animal kicked something, Rashi says shinoyu mitolda de karen hilcha chatzi nezik vesuloi mevaetes is a tolda of karen which looks like the it's regel. Taisva says agav de shomel letris nakalacha. So we're not going to discuss hoisa mevaetes right now. Later on, we'll discuss one of the chakiris, which one has to discuss from various mekoros in the first and second perek, exactly what defines karen. Is it the shinui or is it kavana? So we'll come back to this Rashi. But now we'll go on to oishahoyu tsiroiris minatsin. So Rashi says, afal gavdalav shinuyu. It's not a shinui. So therefore, it's not going to come from the, it's not under the category of Karen. El Urcheyu. Afilu Ochi Chatzi Nezek. Vesuloi. The Hilchasa Gemiralu. Ubershus Hanizek. Ke Omar. The Bershus Harabim Potter. Ke Lekim the Beresh Perakamo. The Tzrover is told of the regular poet, right? Bershus Harabim. And now we have several examples of tzroiris. So the first example of tzroiris, again, what's the focus of the Mishnah? Focus of the Mishnah is, again, the first sugya of the Masechta. Told they say in lav ki yetzei ben. Focus of the Mishnah is a tolda of regel, which is unlike the din of regel. Din of regel is that it's mishal, the muad. The mu'ad of regel means it's nezek sholem, it's mishalim min aliyah, and it's only in rishus hanizik. That's the din of mu'ad. Right? Nezek sholem, you have to pay compensation. There is no cap to the compensation, and that it's only rishus hanizik that one's potter. In an area where either it's accepted that I should be able to bring my animal there, or it's unacceptable that you should have your payers and expect me to watch out for your payers. So the Gemara says, so there's a told of regel that breaks the rules. Nezit chatzi nezik. Doris, what are the examples of this din of tzreiris? So the din of tzreiris, which we're going to define as din of koichai. Right, the second degree hezek. So Dorisa ala Dorisa ala kli ushvrasa v'nafal ala kli v'shibroi. So ala rishon mishalik nezek sholem v'ala achron mishalim chatzi nezek. Next, atane goylin mu'odin lahalech kedarkon u'lishaber. So that's a regular din of regal. However, hoya delil kosher beraglov, oisha oya mehades, and something flew out, umeshaver sekelim, mishalem chatzi nezek. All right, so that's the lechara, that's the Mishnah. Just like the Mishnah in Yudalid, was muad tam b'derech klal. So now our Mishnah is saying muad and a quasi tam, a look-alike tam in the din of regel, and the examples of what that means. Gemara opens up on Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Omale Ravina le Rava Hainu Regel Hainu Behemo. What is the purpose of the two parts? The mission of two first Omale Tana Oves, what Tana told us. Elamayata Seifa, but that's not going to explain the redundancy when it comes to Shane. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Ashi, Tona Shane, the Chaya, Katona Shane, the Behema. So Kadaita Chamina, Vishilach has Beirik Siv Behema in Chaya, Loikum Ashmalan, the Chaya, Bechlal Behema. Yachim Aboyle, Lemisne Vireisha, Haidash Le Midrosha, Chavivale, Yachim Reisha Nami, Listen, Ahid like Siva Reisha. This is a Makor for the first Rashi. He like Siva is a tolda. So if Drosh is a merchoviv, so then put the toldas first that you can't do. Shovik govetani tolda. What you say, I need the solik miregel, pasach miregel. Or perhaps we taka should put the toldas before the ovis, but stylistically, you pick up where you left off. Good. Tana rabbonon behema mu'edes lalech kedarka. So now a brisa. This is the price I'm going to focus on. Behema mu'edes lahalach kedarka. Good. Ulishaber. Ketzad behema shidnichlas l'chotzer anizik. Mizika begufe. Derech ilucha. Now the told us. Ubisoara derech ilucha. Bu'ukav shaleo b'shlif shaleo b'frumi shavifiyo b'zuk shavitzavara. And similarly chamur b'masoi mishalik nizik sholim. Sumchas oimer tziroi reis. V'chazir shohoyo noiver v'yashva v'hizik misham nezik sholim. Gemara says, why is a chazir, what's a chilsh of a chazir? Shohoyo noiver v'yashva v'hizik misham nezik sholim? Hizik pshitalei, elo'e mehitis. No, it's a chazir which does tzoyrus. So it pays, so the Gemara says, misham nezik sholim man dachar shemei, chasurei machzira v'ochi ketani. Who are we talking about tzoyrus? Again, Hizik mishalim hitis vizik. That's tzroiris man dachar shemei chasuri meachzira. This is the version of the brayz that we're going to focus on. V'ochi ketani tzroiris ki ruchayu chatzin nezek v'chazir she'oyam noyber ba'ashba v'hitis vizik mishalim chatzin nezek sumches oimer tzroiris v'chazir she'oyam noyber ba'ashba v'hitis vizik mishalim nezek sholim. Mora says another brisa. So where's Mechadish? They have a brisa that records that Tzeroyri is the Machlokes Tanam. Tanakama says Chatzin Nezek. Sumcha says Nezek Sholim. Another example, Tana Rabbonin, Tanagolim, Shoyim Africhim, Mimakim, Mimakim, Mishibri, Kelim, Mechanfeyin. Nezek Sholim. Why? Because that is Darcheyin, that's Regel. That is Begufon. So Mamash Liyav. Beruach, Shibachanfeyin, that's already Koichon. Mishalmin chatzin nezek sumches nezek sholim. Tanya idach, another example. Tanya goyin l'shem hatzin al gabi yisov al gabi peiris v'tinfoy oy nikrei nezek sholim. That's begufan and that's kirchayu. Hello offer tzeroris mishalm chatzin nezek sumches oymer nezek sholim. Tanya idach, tanya shoyim mafriach mimakul mimakim v'yot tzeruch mitachas knofa v'shibris akelim mishalm chatzin nezek. Gemara says stoma kirabonan omer rava Bishlem esumches kasaver koychay ki gufay dami ele rabbanon ike gufay dami kulin ezek v'lishalim ilav gufay dami chazin ezek nami l'lishalim hold the rama rava la'olam ki gufay dami v'chazin ezek sroiris ilchasa gemirala. What's rava? What's Rava pointing out to us? Rava says, I understand Sumchas. Sumchas is that Koycha is Kegufay. Right? Sumchas is saying that Lechara using the Mahalach of the Baruch Ver, just like when it comes to Odom Amazik, so Koycha is Kegufay, to be Mahalik between a Ruvain and a Punch of Shimon, or a Ruvain who throws something at Shimon. Mechatesish Mahalik. It's Mazik Shimon. Right? When a Raya, Baruch Ver brings a Raya. What's the Raya that he brings? That by Odom is say Koycha Kegufay, the Dora Poshet Ad Moid. Yeah, Posek and Chumash. Vitzicha. Right? The Gemara says it doesn't matter whether a person strangles Shimon be a dying mamish, or if he takes if he's chopping wood and something flies out. So if it's b'shoigeg, so he goes to Golos. But if he's not b'shoigeg, Lu Yisur wasn't b'shoigeg, he'd be chayiv b'ritzeach. So you see from Chumash, we're not machalik between koichai and gufa. All right. So now Simcha says sevecha teisa. So you have. You have a Momin Amazik. So this is what the Gemara is saying. Momin Amazik, how do I know that when it comes to Momin Amazik, I have the same approach? That it doesn't matter whether my animal pushes into somebody or my animal kicks and pushes. So Simcha says, Mechetes Yishu Mechalik. Why should there be a Chilik? Koich is Kegufay. If Koich is Kegufay, you are a Mazik by Bema Mazekes should be the same thing. All right, that's Sumchas. So that's what Rabbi says. So as I understand Sumchas, Sumchas is telling me Koycha Kegufay. Lo'olam, but I don't understand. I Kegufay Dami Kuli Nezek Boishan. Bilav Kegufay Dami Chatzin Nezek Nami Lelishalim. Hold the Rama Rabbi. Lo'olam Kegufay Dami. V'Chatzin Nezek Tzrover Is Hilchasa Gemirila. So how do you understand what happened over here? What was Rava's epiphany over here? What was Rava teaching us? What was he pointing out to us? What didn't we know before Rava? What's Rava saying? Chatzin nezek tzroiras. He says there is no way of justifying. No, go ahead.
According to Rabbanan, it's not that it's really them as they wanted to hold nezek shalom, but they were forced their hands are tied because of halacha Moshe Mitzrayim.
So le'olam kegufay dami, v'chatzi nezek tzroiras hilchasa gemirila. So that you're saying kegufay dami is al pi svaru she kegufay dami, right? But they had halacha l'mosh misina. A little bit difficult is what was Rava's kasha based on? And what was he wondering? What did he discover over here? Do you have him shut in the sugya? Rabbi went to the base manager one day and they told him there's a Kabbalah Moshe Mitzrayim. No good?
Well, it didn't make any sense to him how they got to
Chatinezek. Good?
That means
he didn't know about the Kabbalah. Yeah, he said the only way to figure it, there must be a Kabbalah. So he made up a Kabbalah Menachrech. So I had these Tanoim. I had these Mishnayis. You can't make up a Kabbalah Menachrech, no? Because it was against the idea of a Kabbalah, no? The Rabbam, right? Hati Nezik Tzoris. Hal Hilchasa Omer Rabbah Lo'olam Kegufay Dami. So we are familiar with this Rava. Let's go back to a little bit of Chazara, Gimel Amud Beis. Just to remind ourselves when we know already. And Gimel Amud Beis, when the Gemara says we found our Toldoisei and Lav Ki Yoitzei Bohen. So Omer Chiyomer V'chi Ko Omer Apop Al Toldo Deregel Regel Lo Ikimna Toldo Deregel Keregel. We already did all the toldos of Regel, right? Frumbia, we had all the different Masah And we all said the halachas kiregel. Mechatzi nezik tzroris, the hilchos ha-gemira lo. The Gemara says, mechatzi nezik tzroris, there's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that it is chatzi nezik. Ma'ai kori lo toldo, the regel. Maybe it should be a toldo of Karen. So the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, it must have been chatzi nezik. How do we categorize it? The Gemara says, no, it can't be because Lishale minu aliyah, because if it would be chatzi nezek told of Karen would be a tam, then it would be only migufay. So Gemara says v'ham boy boy Rava, that was part of Rava's question, right? The same Rava that figured out the pshat in the Ravona on Hilchos Gemira law. So he had a question. What was his question? Min aliyah or migufay? So the Gemara says enachanami. Rav had a sofek, but Rav Papa pshitulei. So Gemara says, "L'Rava meboyulei amai kovri l'tolda the regal." So then, if Rav had a sofek, he should say he does. It's chasi nezek, and he's not sure whether it's min ha'ali or not. So then, why is he calling it a tolda of regal? It should be a sofek regal, sofek karen. So Gemara says no, because it's potter. It's that third din that is potter b'shus haravit. So that's how Rava said it's a told of regel, but I don't know whether it's min haguf or min aliyah. Right? So how do we explain the Rava suffix? How would you explain Rava suffix? Rava knew it was halachasa hilchasa gemirla, so he knew that the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai was that it was chatzi nezek and that it was potter b'rishus harabim. So what was the suffix? No. I mean, I don't think that suffix would justify this iboya. Then he would have a suffix about minalim and gufay. Also, he would have suffix about b'rishus harabim and not b'rishus harabim. With Tosus Pshat?
That
if
the
Halacha
Moshe Mi-Sinai has come to be Meikel on service, then maybe it should also be Meikel on the Tashlumin.
So Tosus says that according to Rabbanon, it was a Dover Poshut that Koyecha is Kigufoy. Right? There was a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that said that when it comes to chatzi nezek, when it comes to tzroiris, there's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that said HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meikel over here. V'os hilchos adolei mishal melchatzi nezek. So the chiddush of Allah l'moshe mi-Sinai was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being meikel. The svara, the way we said the svara chitzayna, the muskel rishon is that tzroiris is going to that koychay kegufay. That therefore it should be nezek sholem, and it should be nezek sholem, and it should be a chiyav only Rishus and Nizik, and it should be Minu Aliyah. Halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai says HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Chos Rachmoni in this case. Right? The other possibility of Kinosa is not Shayach, because we're saying that the Svar Rechitzayna is that it's Koichin Kigufay. So the Halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for some reason, we're saying we can explain why they could be. You don't have to. Halacha l'moshe, you could say the obligations, the shmira that an owner provides is ad kedei kach. He can watch the animal that it shouldn't bump into something, but he's not mechuyev to sweep the street in front of the animal, so it's not going to. He can make sure the animal doesn't step on somebody's keli. But now we're going to say you have to have a shmira that the animal's not going to step on a stone, but just a rabbit. But we have a sweeper in front of any animal. They're not shy. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, all right, we makel. So we makel. So being makel means that it'll be b'shus, only b'shus and nizik. Right? That it wouldn't make sense to say that we're going to start with Karen, start with Regel, say obviously you're chayiv, be makel, and then say, oh, but we're going to give you the chumrah of Karen? That makes no sense. So obviously it's only going to be b'shus. And is it? We're not going to say, if our svar is correct, that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't advantage a big shmira, but and forget Machayim is a rabbi. Not shy. So now the question is, but what about the next kula? In other words, did l'chayra? How would you formulate Rava's question over here? How would you articulate his suffix? No. Chatzi nezek and birshus ayochid, but he's not sure min aguf min aliyah. No, what would you say?
Do you look at it like Karen
Yerega? Well, do you look at it like we know that if you say kochek agufa, it's going to be like rega l'chera, and it's going to be halacha l'mesh misina. But what's halacha? What is the gedder of the halacha l'mesh misina? I mean, either is a suffix in when?
Is this
chatzin
nezek
knas or mammon? This chatzin nezek l'char is mammon, right? But you're on the right track. Obviously, Rava's question is: are the three kulois of tam a package deal or not? There's the kula of tam, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the kula of tam. So there are three kulas: chatzin nezek, b'shus hayachid, and two kulas and a chomer. Chatzin nezek and min migufay, limited liability. So the suffix that Rava had is maybe has something to do whether Megufoy is somehow attached to Chatzin Nezek. Whether, again, however you want to phrase it, but whether when the Rabbonu Shalom gave the halacha l'Moshe Misinai, so exactly what was halacha l'Moshe Misinai? Was the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying Chatzin Nezek, or did the Kadosh Baruch Hu say Kulas Kitam Chos Rachmonei? So what was the Chos Rachmonei? Chos Rachmonei is two things. Chos Rachmonei is Chatzin Nezek and limited liability, only Begufay. So what was exactly the Lacha Mishra Sinai? That was Rav Sofik. What was transmitted midor l'dor? Okay, so we have a Mahalach. Okay, so that would be Tosus's approach. So Rav says, Hilchas HaGemir Olam, I learned the Tanoa Metamachleikis. For Sumchus, everything was Pashut. Sumchus is Koichai Kigufai. There's no reason to assume otherwise. According to Tosfos, Rava said when the Rabbanan were Choylik on Sumchus, they also understood Koichai Kigufai, but there was a Kabbalah. What was that? It was the Kabbalah. So that Nakuda, precisely, what was the Kabbalah in a Suffolk? It was Nimsar Midor L'Dor Chatzin Nezek. Rava said, but what was exactly Nimsar Midor L'Dor? Was it Chatzin Nezek or Kulois Ketam? Right? Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu said, when it comes to Tam, if you hold Mamoina, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said Chos Rachmane because it's hard, it's a hard Shmira. So here also Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's a hard Shmira. But we don't know exactly what the Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu was. That was and Rav Papa didn't have that suffix. Rav Papa said that he knew that his Kabbalah was clear, apparently. The Rav Papa pshita lay that it included the din of Min Ha'aliyah. There was only Chatzi Nezek. Tolda Sein Lalki is clearly a Tolda of Regel. Right, according to Rava, not so clear. Two out of three halachas. I like Tom. So according to Rav Pop was clear. Told of Regel with a Kula. According to Rav, wasn't so poshut. It's a told of Regel, but two out of three Kulas are really like Tom. Good. What else did we explain in Daf Gimel Amud Beis? If that's Taisa Shita, what else do we point at Gemara Beis? The Lechavir Rashi is Choylik, right? Lechavir Rashi says that the halacha l'Moshe Misinai is that Koycha is Kegufoy. The Rashi says the halacha l'Moshe Misinai is that Chatzi Nezek Memoina. Correct. Hilchas ha-gemir l'lamosh b'sene de-mamoynehu v'loy k'nas v'afol gab de-palga niz nezek shol negicha v'k'nas hai palga niz g'mamoynehu. According to Rashi, you start one step back. According to Rabbanon, Hilchas ha-gemir is that there's a chiyuv altogether. That Chachamim said, "Al pi svara, koychai is lav kegufay dami." Right. So that's what we said until now. We point that the Rosh says like Tosfos, Rashba says like Tosfos, and Rashi says that the machlekes sumchas and rabbanon is a machlekes and svara. Again, a svara and halach lom shusina. According to Tosfos, everybody agrees Koychei Kegufa Misvara, and the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is being Mekel. And according to Rashi, there's a Machlekes whether Koychei is Kegufa Bechlal. Rabbanan held Koychei Lav Kegufa when it comes to Momin Amazik, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh. Then it comes to Regel, Koychei is Kegufa. But it was only Machayev Chatzi Nezek. Right, that's what we have until now. So let's take a step back and first introduce the famous Rambam. Let's do it by the Maariz Chayis. So if you have a Maariz Chayis, open it up. If you don't Maariz Chayis, then if you have it, the fancy Oz V'Hodor, it's in the Yalkut Meforshim. Maariz Chayis is lived in the 1800s, and he was one of the Gedolei Yisrael that took on both the Maskilim and the probably the Maskilim more so than the Bible critics, but he took on those who questioned different, raised various questions about the Mesorah. And in addition to the Haggais at the back of the Gemara, so he's famous for, I think the safe is called Torah and Nevi'im, I think. He has a few Svarim that are collected in the Kol Sifrei Maariz Chayis that deal with these issues of Mesorah. So this is the kind of topic that would intrigue the Maariz Chayis. And sure enough, over here he says, Nimtza ba'gilyon, afal gab t'tanakama sova lei d'chatzi nezik tzoriz hilchus ha-gemira, v'ayin hilchus ha-moit misinai, k'moish ha-pirish rashi, v'kam ha-duchte. V'ayin hos hilchus ha can mean different things at different places. Hilchus ha can mean, this is a psak from the Gaonim. But hilchus ha-gemira la means that this was a halacha that was handed down. And that's what the Rambam writes as well in Nizkei Momon Beis Gimel. That this was a halacha l'moshe misinai. V'im kein, shuv, v'halacha misinai loy shayach plukta, umach loikas. K'moshe kosa Rambam b'hakto mosai l'peirish ha-mishneh. Uperik Aleph Milchus Mamrim. Ubishar Rishani Misefer HaMitzvah Shalai. Halacha ni oimer delav halacha mamish. That's the Taisha. The Imkein lehave polik. Right, so there's a Rambam Sheet, unfortunately, because of the technical and whatever's going on with this. So if you haven't seen it inside, it's worth seeing inside. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim says that there are, in Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam is developing the context for the din of a Zokin Mamre. When is it that if a Zokin takes on and disagrees with the Psak of the Sanhedrin, so when is he considered to be a Zokin Mamre that goes against the, that it's Chayiv Misa? So the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, develops the various roles that the Rabbanan have in developing the halachas, and the Rambam there says that their role in halacha l'mishmi Sinai is transmitting it midor l'dor, and you will not find a machlekes in halacha l'mishmi Sinai. The Rambam records this as well in the Akdamah to Pirush Mishnayos. There, the Rambam develops the different parts of Torah Shebaal Peh. What is Torah Shebaal Peh? So the Rambam, what is Gemara really? So then the Rambam has different categories of what you'll find in the Gemara. You'll find even the Rabban and the Ratakonis and the Rabban and the Suyogim. And then you'll find Pirushim Mekubalim, explanations of halachas from Sinai. And you'll find new halachas from Sinai. And the Rambam there says that on that there are Pirushim Mekubalim from Sinai, where there's no, and you will not find the Machlekes. You will not find the record of no Machlekes. There is a Rav Shira Gaon who holds otherwise. He says you will find a machlekes and halach l'mishmi Sinai, and Rav Shira Gaon is easy to defend. However, this sheet of the Rambam that you will not find the machlekes in halach l'mishmi Sinai, so that's very hard to defend. That's what he points out, that the Chavis Yar points out 11 places where you will find in Shas a machlekes in halach l'mishmi Sinai. V'ani b'chiburi kosabti, and I explained in my sefer Yishul Zeh al pi divrei Rambam b'perush Mishum Sefedius halacha misinai bo bechlal shel yo yarbel heitiv Yisrael b'afros yamim ulam ve'echos atovosai nafla machlokes bein hachachamim. You will find that the v'gam onu neymar halacha misinai ha'isa shegam tziraris bechlal anizokin. Ulam im mishalim b'tzroris nezek shalim v'chatzin nezek bozeh nachlo b'glukta. So the Maariz Chaya says there is no question that there is that there was halacha l'moish misinai b'tzroris. The details of that question can be a machlokes. He says I wrote my sefer also. Eliyo yarbel heitiv. Eliyo is going to fix up some of the ambiguities in halacha that have developed during the Golos. Exactly what Eliyahu HaNavi is going to teach us, so that's a debate. So when it comes to Tzroiris, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to teach us whether Sumchus is correct or whether Chacham is correct. But in both cases, he's going to be hammering out for us what was halacha l'moshe Sinai. Why is the Rambam a stickler for saying that they cannot be a machloik in halacha l'moshe Sinai? Why is that number one important? You can have machloikas in anything, so why in this category? Why is the Rambam so convinced there can't be a machloik in halacha l'moshe Sinai? No good?
They can't or they shouldn't be?
They can't. Would be, shouldn't be, what would the reason be?
Shouldn't be, because yeah. There's only like one, like in a regular machloka, there could be two possible svaras, but here there's not necessarily a svara, it's just right or wrong. So if there's machloka, then one's right and one's wrong.
Okay, so let me put it this way. If there is the two mandamrim, right? And one mandamrim says, kachem u kublani, so there's a machloka. If the machlekes in Chacham and Subchus would be that Chacham would say, we have our Kabbalah from our rebellion. I can track the Kabbalah back. What's the set of it? The time of Chachamim. How many generations of Har Sinai? The Rambam lists, I don't know if there are even 20 from Har Sinai Chachamim. Maybe 30. So you can trace it back very easily. So if Chachamim would say, Sumchis, we have a Kabbalah that Chatzi Nezek, Tsrairus, so Sumchus said, you have a Kabbalah? So what am I arguing on? How can I have a machlokes on this? Go ahead, Dovi.
Not an answer, but more the way the Rambam describes how Torah was taught. So how's the Alpha Moshe Sinai different? And according to the Rambam, the way he describes Moshe Rabbeinu, telling it to Aaron and then again to his sons and then again.
Right, so the Rambam, I think, if you read the Pirush Mishnayos carefully, I think the Rambam is saying that that information, which had to be part of Moshe Rabbeinu's teaching, so that had to be in the category of either Pirushim Mekubalim or Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. Like LeMoshel, he says, Moshe had to teach what an Esrog was. It's not Shaiach for Moshe to say pre-Eitz Adar or Eitz Aves. He had to tell him, that's Pirushim Mekubalim. Moshe Rabbeinu had to say that Ayin Tachas Ayin does not mean Ayin Tachas Ayin. So anything which the text would either be misleading or the text would be incomplete, he had to say. That's Purusha Mekubalim, and the Rambam and that, they could also not be in Machlekes. Right? Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai are details that we have b'Kabbalah. But apparently, the text in itself did not necessitate them, right? They did not necessitate it. Moshe Rabbeinu said you have to tie the Arba Parshas to your hand. So we could go home, we could take Arba Parshas, and just like every mezuzah looks like whatever you want mezuzah looks like, and whatever the artist wants. So why couldn't we have, you have to put the mezuzah on your door. There's no halacha as to exactly how it's covered. Right? There's no din, you have to have a black square box in your mezuzah. So, could have the same thing. Could have been a great gift item, right? So we have a lach, l'mesh misinai. No. It's square, it's a box, it's black, it's leather, it's strapped. So that's a lach, that's a hilchus of gemira. Right? So the truth is that the Rambam puts those very close together. And look, and the Rambam, I think, says the same din that there cannot be a machlekes in either one of those. Purushim, and he says there never was a machlekes. There never was a machlekes from Moshe Rabbeinu to Rabbi Nosi till Rav Ashi on Purushim. There was nobody who ever said an esrog is not an esrog. I'll tell me that it says in the Gemara Megillah, right? No, the Gemara Sukkah. The Gemara Sukkah says the Gemara Brachos. Says that there are four shitas on exactly how you know an esrog is an esrog, whether it's piri v'yetzer shana with dor mishana l'shana. He says, yeah, there were four different suggestions how to get into the pasuk, how to remind yourself of it. But no one ever questioned it was an esrog. No one ever said anything about an esrog. Same thing with hadasim. The Rambam says there was never any question. Nobody ever said that ayin tachas ayin mamish mitayin tachas ayin. But the second category. Those halachas, and the Rambam lists a series of halachas that apparently are not necessitated by the words of Chumash, but Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us very specific instructions. Those are Hilchos HaGemirula. And the Rambam says, on those there was never a machlekes, even though Chavos Yair found 11 of them. Now why is, so what's the Hesber? Rav Shira Gaon disagrees. Shira Gaon says, yeah, you can have a machlokes, why not? Rambam says the machlokes in Shas, every machlokes is a machlokes in Svara. Rambam says that two people can begin with the same set of premises. It's Dover Yodua. That two people can have the same set of premises and they can come to different conclusions. right? Because people think differently. So we can have the same set of premises, and there'll be machloikas. There'll be machloikas whether tambim koimay emedes. Exactly what was the din? We can have, what was the din of chatzi nezek? Chatzi nezek, there's no machloikas. That's in Chumash. Chotzu was kasvoy. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, v'chotzu was kasvoy, was it a knas or was it chos rachmanu? That we can argue about. We begin the same set of premises. Chotzu was kasvoy, not nezek sholem. And two people can look at chotzu. One will say, it's got to be, you have to be chayiv, and you have to have, in order to be consistent with the rest of the Zokin, you have to be responsible for your animal. So it's got to be cool. And the other will say, "Fakert stam shvar mecheskas shmirah." It goes beyond your requirements. It's got to be knas that you can have. Right? You can have a machloikas. You can have a machloikas whether. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu said that the after Muad you pay Nezek Sholem, whether that was an entirely new Hischayivus or whether that's building on the Hischayivus of Chasi Nezek. Tambim Koyim Emeres. Alright. We can discuss. We can have a Machloikas as to whether the Chiyiv Nezokin is a Chiyiv in Shmira. Or a chiyuv mishum tikkun olam to make society work. Chiyuv mamamis. You can have machlokes with that. Same premises, we're going to think it out differently. With nafkaminas, how much shmir do you require? Good. The Rambam says you cannot have a machlokes on a lach l'mesh b'sinai. Again, the Rav Shira Gaon says, not so. There's no such rule. Because Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. He gave it to human beings. Part of the flaws of human beings is that we have a shikha and we have to reconstruct from shikha. Kacha Torah. That's what Kibbutz Baruch gave us, the Torah. And that is the perfect system. And that's the Ritzain HaBore. And the Ritzain HaBore may look a little bit different in Har Sinai than it does a little bit later. That's the Ritzain HaBore. Kacha. So what's the Ram? Why is the Ramam a stickler for saying that a machlekes can only be in svar? No. What's the Ramam's? What's the svar behind the Ramam's svar? No, Dovi.
Is it like it's very little in terms of the way the Ramam in general builds the halacha and how the svar worked and the dependency of the MS of the Sora is that it's very reliant on the fact that people don't make those type of mistakes.
When you don't make those kind of mistakes?
The way he outlines the Sora transpiring in general, so it's very reliant on the fact that, like the way he talks about that one generation passes what they know onto the next generation.
Okay, so now, therefore.
Relying on the fact that there's no discrepancy between
right. So lechayr with the Rambam is saying is that once you divide halacha into separate categories, and you say there's a certain category which is, let's say like we learned hatorah moshe chacham. So there, clearly, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Chazal, I'm telling you, v'nisim es nafshei seichem, Chazal, boss of Edom, with all the kedusha of being Goyne Yisrael, figure out v'nisim. And whatever you figure out, good with me. I'm good. Alright? You can have a din of Hezek, how much shmira? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm telling you my halachas. Alright? Now, you're going to have to figure out how much shmir is required. Good. But when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to have tilnit of black, and I'm not telling you why the tilnit is going to be black. And I'm not explaining to you, it's not nitin l'svara. it was nitan to svara what color they would be. I wouldn't tell you what color they would be. I would tell them, make like you figure it out. You go through Chumash and you find where there's a preponderance of Tcheles or a preponderance of Argama, you figure it out from Chumash. But I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you they're black. So the Rambam says at that point, if that piece of the Mesorah was nitan for Shikha, then the system is a flawed system. Once I categorize halachas, and I say this halacha is entirely dependent on the way that every door will come from the previous door. Whether it's an esrog or not is dependent on whether one door tells the next door what pre-Yetzirah is. You can argue with him right now. You could say Kadosh Baruch Hu is a pre-Yetzirah, and Chazal can figure out what a pre-Yetzirah is. But the Rambam didn't say that. The Rambam held Kadosh Baruch Hu said he wants Tcheles. There's no such thing as you can't write down what Tcheles is. You can write down what it comes from, but then you have to know what a Chilos is. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it midor l'dor. I'm telling you what it is, and every generation has to be able to transmit it. Now, Rambam would argue if a generation could forget what an esrog is, so that means the mesorah, the system, is not working the way Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to work. So apparently, the Rambam holds that, since there is this group of halachas called Hilchasa L'Moshe Misinai, a group of halachas called Pirushim Mekubalim, Ayin Tachas Ayin doesn't mean Ayin Tachas Ayin. That the system is such that is going to be Nimsa Midor L'Dor. There's no other way. Later on, if you don't know, you can write it down. But until he wrote it down, it was the Vorm Shavash Yata Rashai L'Kos. So until he wrote it down, it was entirely dependent on Mesorah. So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu would allow that to be forgotten, so then the system is a flawed system. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu says these halachas are dependent on how you understand my Torah Shemachsam, and b'chol dor v'dor, if you have a new gzeir shava, that's going to be a din day raisa. And a new kal v'choymer. And if one generation will say that they disagree with the previous binyan of the previous generation, that becomes a din day raisa. It's a dynamic system, but it all carries the imprimatur of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's a perfect system. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you will need Rabbonim Midot Miktakonis, and those will be governed by the Pasuk Leisasa. It's a perfect system. But now you're going to say there are going to be certain halachas which can only be maintained through Mesorah. So then, Rav Shmuel Gaon would say that's also a perfect system. Why? Because it's a dynamic system based on human beings and Shikha. And that's part of the system. And Kadosh Baruch Hu allows us to forget and reconstruct. It's fine. That's part of the system. The Rambam held otherwise. The Rambam held that by definition, if it was Nimsar, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to protect it. So that's why when the Chavos Yoreh says, but there are 11 cases, that's a very difficult to forget. That's where the Maariv Chai is. Says, but I have a machloikas over here in Chatzinez and Sroeris. So Maariv Chai says, no. This too has to be understood. The halacha l'moshe Mesinai was Chatzinez. Sorry. The halacha l'moshe Mesinai was koichai shol mominus is going to become is chayiv. Exactly what was said now. That becomes like any other posuk in Chumash, which is nitan for the interpretations of Chazal. So now Sumchas and Chazal and the Rabban are trying to figure out Al Pi Svara, what was this? Al Pi Svara, what was said? In the context of the Arba avos, right? In the context of the various kulton chumers, I'll be sorry what was now said. That's how the Maritz Chayes. So Eliyahu Yetiv Lanu. There is a very important approach of the Brisker Rav. And it's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Amud Aleph. Brisker Rav points out, the Gemara says in Pei Amud Aleph, if a person is going to keep track of the Korban HaYischatas, it is Chayiv. The Machlok is in the Gemara, where the person should do that. So the Gemara in Brochis, I think Rishmol said, Echtev B'Pinkasi. He kept track of the Korban HaYischatas that he's going to be Chem Chayiv. So he would write down. The Svarim say that we shouldn't do these things because we're not so well versed in exactly what's going to be Mechayiv or Korban HaYischatas, or Shoyig, if not Shoyig, and we'll end up being Mechayiv ourselves. So what's going to happen if when you run a base of Mikdash and we're going to rush off to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to forget our kuntus of Chatois in America, and then we're going to be and we're Mechayiv ourselves on this Chatois. It's going to be such a we have to go back and try to figure out exactly the chayiv and not chayiv, but we're mechayiv ourselves. We're going to create so many shilas, whether the Torah in the dorm we're mechayiv or not, but not to keep the kuntres. So the Gemara in Yuma says that if a person is keeping track of his korban eschatas, he should write down exactly what he did. Don't be a Talmud Chacham and write down, I had a kazayas and it was the b'shek. He says, no, just write the story. Write down exactly how much you ate, how many ounces you ate. Why? Shema yarbe b'shurim. Because by the time Mashiach comes, we don't know. When Mashiach's going to come, he's going to tell us the Chazanish was right, the Chaim Ayanoh was right, the Chaim Elosh was right. But the first Pesach after when Mashiach comes, we're going to take out all the old books and see who got the right kazayas. Right. It's going to be very entertaining to see what the right kazayas was. All right. So the Gemara says, "Shema Yarva B'Shurim." What is Shiurim Aloch L'Mesh Misinai? There's no Shema Yarva B'Shurim. There'll be any new din. This is going to be it's going to be a kazayas. So we lost track of exactly what kazayas is, but. You can say Shema Yagala, you can say Shema Yalamed, but Shema Yarbe, then maybe they'll. So Gemara says that Shiur and Alochel Mishmi Sinai, but when Yeshua was Nifter, so he lost thousands of Alochas. And Asnil ben Kanaz was Miyashev, returned to Klal Yisrael those Alochas. Brisker Rav says, now we have a Gemara that says that by some of the Halacha Lemesh Misinai, there was Shikha. And they were reconstructed by Svara. So Brisker Rav says that we clearly see that Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed that one of the Oynishin, every so often, we have an Oynish, that we lose some Halachas and we are Chiyuv to reconstruct. So even though the Rambam's approach, I'm not sure whether to say that I misunderstood the Rambam, or whether to say that that's part of the onesh of Golias, and part of the onesh of Yudas Adaris is that the system is a Kadosh Baruch Hu system is not the perfect system that it was at Sinai. Yeah, we are working with a system that's not like we know we don't have a Beis Din. We don't have Sanhedrin. They can make new takanas. We know that we have lachar. We have takanas. We have gzeris that we think they may not get reevaluated. But in our minds, we very often come across gzeris that we'd say, if we'd have a Beis Din, so it'd be different. That's Sanhedrin. So the Brisker Rav says we could say. Following the Brisker Rav, that is what Rava is pointing out over here. Right? Omar Rava. When Rava says, Hadar Omar Rava. Omar Rava, Bishlam Sumchas, Kosover Koyche Kigufay. Ela Rambanan, Ikigufay Domi Kulanezik Bolishalim. I love Gufay Domi Chazinezik Namilishalim. Rabbi is saying that I know there is Allah Lamash Mesinai over here. I know there is some Hilchsa Gemirala when it comes to Chazinezik Tsroiris. There are to Tsroiris. And I know that either we'll say, like the Maritz Chaya says, Tsroiris Achayev, Allah Lamash Mesinai. Like the Brisker Rav says, there was some halacha of Moshe Mesinai Lagabe, Koychai Shal Behema, and it was Nishtakich. And now the Tanoim, according to Maritz Chayas, are filling in the details that they're supposed to fill in. Just like any other area of halacha, Kadosh Baruch Hu at Sinai gave certain things, certain premises, and now Sumchas Chachamim are going to fill in those premises. They're going to build in those premises. Or Brisker Rav, there was, this is one of the things that was Nishtakech, but it's up to Sumchas and Rabbanan to figure it out, or Chazal to reconstruct it. So Omer Rava, Rava says, so I understand what Sumchas was doing. Sumchas said that Kadosh Baruch Hu Taras Koychei Kegufay. Birka Shmuel is Heisof over here. Birka Shmuel says, you know what the Sofik was? The Nachlas David's Kasha. Nachlas David was, until the Briskers reigned supreme, the Nachlas David is one of the classic Sfarim we learned the Bavis with. And I'm sure in the mirror in Europe, Nachlas David was Bavish on the desk. And they, I still remember, but not that much. People using the Nachlas David. I think that when I learned by Rabbi Ram Zetzal, I think he was very used the Nachlas David. Like the Pnei Yeshua used to be, Yeshua still maintains something that, like the Mamash Aliyah, Nachlas David was the go-to sefer. The Moshe, the way some of us use the Birkas Avram, let's say, he was the go-to sefer. You learned a sugi, had a kasha, Nachlas David. I'm not even sure, and I don't think he made it into the Kovetz. Not even the Kovetz anymore. But that's within, that's, I think probably in the 50s, 60s, I don't remember exactly. People still use Nachlas David a lot. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu works things out. So he's not so well studied now. So the Birka Shmuel quotes the Nachlas David's Kasha. What's the Nachlas David's Kasha? Mehechet Teisa, that one shouldn't be Chayiv, Koyche Gagufay. What's the Chiddush? Like Onama Masik is Koyche Gagufay. No? So you need to have a Chiddush to say, not Koyche Gagufay. No one would say that if you throw an item at somebody else. No one would say that V'noshol Avarzel is not Mechayiv Koyche. So the Birkish Mos is not so fast. Because what was the told? What were the told us of Regel? The told us were no. Frumi shebefiya, shlif sheoleha, zug shebetzamora. So the told us. So all the told us were either gufa shel behema or something adjacent to the gufa behema. So that's the told us. So that means that the moment you move beyond things that are adjacent to the animal, you're in, you have no makor for what you say. You've stepped out of the, beyond what the halacha says. The tolda regel, you can't go further than a tolda. The entire tolda regel was lav davke mamish when it steps on something. Even if while it's walking and there's something on it, again, you can explain it so easily. Who put the frumbia there? Who put the zug shevet zavara? I put all these things on, right? We'll discuss later on about the chicken that picks up his own dili. But I put all these things on. So now, if I have to watch where my animal walks, how could I have to watch where its appendages go as well? Of course, but the next step, koichai. Who said that I'm chayv? Koichai shal, that kind of a shmira. Is it shakta that kind of a shmira? So that's the kash of koichai. Koichai shel adam, of course a person is responsible for to be shomer on his koichai. But mehecha taste that you can have such a shmira. So maybe that becomes a shomer responsibility, right? So that was the kash. And the Pirchei Shmuel's point of told us, please look it up, it's a Yud Tes Siv Beis, Venir LeYashiv. And the gam bezeko b'shlif shalel. Now we have Iraq told the regel. Umevur the shor the azik loy begufay mamish ma dehavi shor hu rak limud min ashor. Nimsa the zechid shalocha the shor amazik de koichay havi bechlal shor. Umemela ilam aloch lumeish misinai. Oz hoyadin the mazik de koichay lav havi bechlal shor klal. So, Rava came and said, I know there's a Hilchos HaGemirula. Exactly what was the Hilchos HaGemirula? So Simcha says that we pass in Koichei Gegufay. Right? And Rabbanan, now there's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, L'chor the same thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mechanish koich haguf, but when a Kadosh Baruch Hu was mechanish koich haguf, what was the nature of that chiddush? According to Sumchus, the nature of the chiddush was that I'm responsible for the shmira. And according to Rashi, no, it couldn't be that. I chayev such a shmira. It's impossible. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mechayev you that you're chayev something that is a shared responsibility. That if there's a stone in b'shus ishul nizik. So then the Nizik also has to take some achrayis for that. Again, I'm making it up, exactly what the svar is. I have to think it out more carefully. But just to give us the ability to wrap our minds around. So that we understand beautifully. There was a Hilchos HaGemirah Koichei Kegufay. What was the halacha Kegufay? Mamish Kegufay. Not quite Kegufay. Was it exactly Kegufay, or was it the way Kadosh Baruch Hu said that... Chos al tam. Just like when it comes to tam, there's a din of cheskas shimur. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is now saying, "Af al pi ken, I wanted to do some shemira." So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says that, that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu said. Koichei Gufay. Koichei Gufay is too much to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Oh, so now Rava has a sofik. Is it mamish like tam? Because of the svar of tam, or lav davka wasn't kegufay. That was Rav Safek, and Rav Papa didn't have that safek. Rav Papa said that was chachamim shita v'lochem shmesina. All right, and Tosfos says that the machloikas of sumchas and chachamim, sumchas says again that is. The halacha l'meishu sim is koichei kegufay, and chachamim say koichei kegufay. We have to come back to explain this as a svara. So that could not have been halacha l'meishu sinai. The halacha l'meishu must have been like chos rechman al amamayna, because koichei was a svara. Right? We'll come back to that in the good. Okay, good. Okay, please see all the Rambams inside. Very important you say this. Here downstairs, what's the deal?
2:30 right now.
Okay. Ready, we did.